transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
This morning, my brothers and sisters, in the gospel, we hear of two miracles. One, a woman who had been sick for 12 years. Some say she had cancer because it describes the flow of blood in her body. The other miracle is a 12-year-old girl who had been sick, and her father went to Jesus Christ, a very important man, and he invited Jesus Christ to his house, "Come to heal my daughter." "Okay, I'm going to come." But he was delayed on his way, and by this other woman who came up to him in secret just to touch him. And as soon as she touched him, she was healed. But she hid herself. These two things, my brothers and sisters, patience and humility, is something that the gospel is teaching us today we must characterize in our own life in order for us to live and be healed by God. The father was very patient, so he's waiting for Jesus, he's waiting for Jesus, he's waiting for Jesus. And while he's waiting, his daughter dies, because Jesus was taking care of this other woman. Now, I'm imagining myself. I don't know if I would have been that patient. I know what it's like to have a sick child. I'm not sure I would have sat quietly waiting. I would have said, wasn't I here first? But Christ wants us to learn patience. And while he's waiting, this other woman who had spent her entire livelihood, the gospel says, she spent everything and she had not been healed. And she, hiding herself, quietly goes up to God and is healed. "Who touched me?" he says. And now I'm thinking, if we're like the apostles, you know, I'm remembering the crowds from Pascha and how crowded it is in the church, as if someone is going to say, "Who touched me?" in the middle of Anastasi when there's 3,000 people here. The apostles, "Lord, are you kidding me? Look at all of these people around you, and you're going to ask who touched you?" "Who touched me? I felt the power go from me," he says. Finally, she comes forward and admits, it's me, Lord." He says, "Woman, your faith has made you well. Go. You are healed." Patience and humility, both honored by God in this gospel, both blessed by God. And my brothers and sisters, in our lives, the only way we are going to be able to live the Christian life, which is very difficult to live, especially in today's world, the only way we're going to have the courage is if we're able to find the patience and the humility to live the life that God wants us to live. Humility because we are not the important ones. Patience because we will not get what we want exactly when we want it, if we get it at all. And those two things go hand in hand. We must be humble in order to be patient. We're willing to be humble because we're patient. The two are very closely related. But without one, you cannot have the other. And in our lives, we tend to find ourselves worrying about ourselves first. We want what we want, when we want it, no matter what has to happen, we are the most important thing in the world. And today, God is telling us otherwise. Today, God is telling us, be patient. The world does not revolve around you, as we would say in today's language. That understanding that true Christian humility, that there are more important things in the world than what I want. That God knows what I need. If we can find that faith, then whatever comes our way in the difficulties of life, we'll be able to endure them. We'll be able to walk through them with the dignity of the Christian life because of our faith in God. Imagine what that father must have felt when his daughter died. And still, he was willing to listen to God. Christ didn't say that she was going to come back to life. Christ said, don't fear, she'll be safe. She'll be saved. That's faith. That's patience and humility. Willing to listen to God, that God knows better than we do. If we can find that deep humility and patience and faith in our hearts, my brothers and sisters, there'll be nothing that will crush us in life. That's how great God's love is. That's how great His grace is. Ikarit with you in Imigalum. An pistevum est on Theon. An echo metapio frosini. Ke poles hippomones. Sinzuimas. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.